जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवज का आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतभय चरणार भक्ति स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की, जय ओम विष्णुपाद अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः, श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं, वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश, हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते, तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमा ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यमादि पाश्चातदेशतारिणि वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। तो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 3 श्लोक क्रमांक 17 18 एंड 19। रिपीट आफ्टर मी। धन्वंतरम द्वादशम त्रयोदशम एव च अपायत सुरान अन्यान मोहिन्या मोहयन स्त्रिया। धन्वंतरम द्वादशम त्रयोदशम एव च अपायत सुरान अन्यान मोहिन्यान मोहयन स्त्रिया। धन्वंतरम द्वादशम त्रयोदशम एव च अपायत सुरान अन्यान मोहिन्या मोहयन स्त्रिया। प्रभु द्वादशम द्वादशम त्रयोदशमम एव च अपायसुरान अन्यान मोहिन्या मोहयन स्त्रिया। धन्वंतरम द्वादशमम त्रयोदशमम एव च मोहिन्या मोहयन स्त्रिया। धन्वंतरम द्वादशम त्रयोदशमम एव च अपायसुरान अन्यान मोहिन्या मोहयन स्त्रिया। धन्वंतरम द्वादशमम त्रयोदशमम एव च अपायत सुरान अन्यान मोहिन्या मोहयन स्त्रिया। ट्रांसलेशन बाय एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। इन द 12th इनकार्नेशन द लॉर्ड appear as the Dhanvantari, and in the 13th, he allured the atheist by the charming beauty of the woman and gave nectar to the demigod to drink. To no purport. Go to next word. Chaturdesam Narsingham Vibhat Daityendra Urjitam Dadar Karajair Urjai Era Kam Kat Krit Yatha. In the 14th incarnation, the Lord appeared at the Narsimha and bifurcated the strong body of the atheist Hiranyakashipu with his nail, just as a carpenter pierces the cane. 19. Panchadasmam vamanakam kitva gadvaram bale padatreya yachmana patyadistu tripishtapam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In the 15th incarnation, the Lord assumed the form of the dwarf Brahmana Vamandev and visited the arena of sacrifice arranged by Maharaj Bali. Although at heart he was willing to regain the kingdom of the three planetary system, he simply asked for the donation of three steps of land. Popol. The Almighty God can bestow upon anyone the kingdom of the universe from the very small beginning, and similarly, He can take away the kingdom of the universe on the plea of begging a small piece of land. In this first canto, the title is Krishna is the source of all incarnation. In third chapter, and study beautiful description given by Nandulal Prabhu about Samudra Manthan, different. And today's purport about Vamanadev, because no purport about Dhanvantari and Mohini Murti, I am not going to that. And the Vamandev, the sirsak title is in the Krishna is source of all incarnation. Then we can just see a few minutes how Krishna is source of all the incarnation. In Garga Samhita, beautiful Garga Muni, beautiful describe, and His Holiness Dhanvir Maharaj gave the beautiful purport, and that when the Mother Earth took the form of the cows and went to the Brahma, Brahma Loka, Brahmas, and Brahma with Lord Shiva and other demigods went to the Kshir Sagar, Shweta Deep, and pray to the Lord Vishnu, Lord, to please help. And that time, Garga Muni has mentioned in that, and especially in the beginning, His Holiness Dhanvij Maharaj clarified there, that Sanatana Goswami, one of the Acharya in our parampara, Sanatana Goswami, says Garga Muni's this description is the bona fide. What Garga Muni gave, and Garga Muni is the pramanik, the bona fide bhakta. And when demigod, along with Mother Cow, Mother Earth in the form of the cow, went to the Lord Vishnu, Shri Sagar, and when they prayed, a Lord appear in the beautiful form. And Lord Vishnu says, I will help you, but not myself. In Bhagavatam, little difference, but here says, Lord says, I will help you definitely. Let's go to the my Lord, my original Lord. Let's go to the Krishna, Goloka. And Lord Vishnu along with demigods, Brahma, Lord Shiva, Mother Cow, they start walking to the Goloka. When they reach the Goloka, Goloka Vrindavan, and then find beautiful, they saw the gate, the Vrindavan, and they look, and they found two girls were just playing there. And they inform them, please inform the Lord, just we, particular name, Brahma, Shiva came to see you. That small girl smiled and went. And then Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, jo Param Purushottam Bhagavan Sri Krishna appeared. The Krishna appeared there in holding the flute in hand and a smiling face. When the demigod, anyone, the Lord Vishnu, saw Lord Krishna's beautiful form, they immediately bow down. They immediately, without second, they start bow down their head and the lotus feet of Krishna. Anyway, they got up, when they got up and start prayers to the Sri Krishna, stuti, start praying to Krishna, and then they saw the Vishnu. The Lord Vishnu immediately went toward the Krishna and merged in the Krishna's body. And then again, as the Vishnu, 400, 800 Vishnu, merged Krishna's body, and in front of demigod Lord Brahma, Shiva, other demigod, mother cows, Narsingdev Bhagavan appear. The Narsingh Chaturdasi is coming. So Lord Narsimha appear on beautiful chariot. Beautiful description of their golden chariot and in his followers. And he came to close to Krishna, and he also merged into Krishna. Then the Lord Ramchandra appeared with Mother Sita, and they in the golden chariot, beautiful chariot, and they merge to the Krishna. Narayan Rishi, they appear, and then they start, everyone has their chariot and they are appearing, and they, everyone coming and merging the body of the Krishna. In this way, Garga Muni describing, or this story is narrated by Narad Puli to Bahulaswa. So Narad Muni is this description, Narad Muni giving this description to the Bahulaswa, king of the... And beautifully describing how the Krishna is the source of all incarnation. The Krishna, because everyone coming from the Krishna, merging in the body of the Krishna, that we can see, we can find a beautiful Narad Muni describing how the Krishna is the source of all the incarnation. And here, we are reading different avataras. Now, Garga Muni there also says something beautiful. He says, ki amsa, amsamsa, avesa, kala, purana, and paripuritam. The six type. The amsa, amsamsa, avesa, kala, purana, and paripuritam. And he says, amsa is, what is the role of amsa? Amsa is oversee the execution of the Lord's mission. The execution of the Lord's mission. And Amsa's avatar is to perform the work of execution. And Aves, Lord, give the power, Sakti, Aves, to the different person. Kala here is saying, they appear and give the Siddhanta, Dharma, Siddhanta, they give the Siddhanta and complete the mission, and they અને પૂર્ણ જે પૂર્ણ અવતાર પૂર્ણ ઇઝ સેઇંગ ઇઝ ધ હિરોઇક ફૂલ હિરોઇક સમથિંગ નરસિંહદેવ બલરામ એન્ડ દે આર ડિફરન્ટ ઇન પ્લેઇંગ વિથ ડિફરન્ટ ડિફરન્ટ રસાસ નાઇન રસાસ એન્ડ ઇઝ સેઇંગ પરપૂર્ણિતમ ભગવાન તો ભગવાન પરપૂર્ણિતમ ઇઝ ધ કૃષ્ણ to hand form of Krishna with the Parpurnitam Bhagavan. And every Shakti, every, they enter in the Parpurnitam from the Bhagavan Krishna in this way. We can see from this story how the Krishna is the source of all the incarnation. Now, here in this purport, we see the Krishna appearing as the Vamandev. Bhagavan took the avatar of the Vamandev, and Vamandev going to an arena of Yajnasala of the Bali Maharaj. Now, when Vamandev appeared in the arena of the Bali Maharaj in the Yajnasala, and that time Bali Maharaj giving the charity. After Yajna, they are supposed to give the charity and asking, seeing the Vamandev. He asked something, what do you want? And Vamandev asked, it's a story you know, three steps of land. And Bali Maharaj says, okay, I will give you. And he took the bow, took the achman, and he proclaimed, I will give three step of the land. And then Vamandev took the palm of the Trivikram and took away everything from the top planet and the lower planet. Everything in the two step he took. And in third step, Vamandev says nothing is left to Bali Maharaj to give now. And Vamandev looked at, that time everyone was present, but and Bali Maharaj looked at Garuda, and Garuda just bound Bali Maharaj in the rope. And Vamandev asking, oh king, where I put my third step? You just bowed. Right now, I will give you three step of land. Now, I took away, I just took only two steps. Where put my third steps? Then Bali Maharaj just folded his hand, bowed down on the Lord Vamandev and said, my dear Lord, please put your third step on my head. In this connection, I found amazing thing. When the Bali Maharaj was king and Bali Maharaj took away the Swarga Loka, everywhere was Bali Maharaj's reputation, name Bali Maharaj, Bali Maharaj. Fame was there, but not fully famous. Bali Maharaj was not fully famous. But if in this connection, after this incident, when Bali Maharaj bowed down, and Vamandev, Lord Vamandev put his leg on the head of Bali Maharaj became more famous. And Bali Maharaj became one of the Mahajan. Till that time, Bali Maharaj was not Mahajan. So I say in the connection, ki Bali Maharaj was fighting with demigod to rule over the planetary system, Swarga Loka and other planetary system, to take away their opulences. But in this connection, when Bali Maharaj realized the what power, what opulence he got in the form of the lotus feet of the Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna's. So Lord Krishna's lotus feet, it very, very rare to achieve. Not very easy, but not difficult also. So, when he found, achieved the lotus feet of Lord, then Bali Maharaj became famous as the Mahajan. Therefore, in this connection, I will just discuss the real wealth of Vaishnavas. In this connection, what is the real wealth? In for the sadhakas like us, one who want to follow the path of spirituality, path of bhakti mark, what is the his real wealth? Therefore, in this connection, Bali Maharaj, showing by his example, what he got, the real wealth of Lord's lotus feet, Lord's mercy, Lord's causeless mercy he got, Lord's lotus feet he got. That is the real wealth of sadhakas and devotees in their life. Devotees should not aspire anything other than Lord's holy name, Lord's beautiful form, and especially the Lord's lotus feet. Because first canto is going on, and this first canto is considered the Lord's lotus feet. And when we train, when you go to the temple and you want to see the Lord's form, so you start from the lotus feet. So begin from the lotus feet and then go up. This is the lotus feet. The first canto, the lotus feet. Therefore, the lotus feet of the Lord is our real wealth. Therefore, it is described that a student or follower of the spiritual tradition of the particular guru, particular teacher, particular master, particular sadhu. Therefore, if it describes devotees, should particular deities express, the disciples should express their particular humility, dedication, determination, devotion, and love by the worshipping and meditating on the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. The meditation, the ones I heard from the devotee, His Holiness Pradhana Swami Maharaj, describing, someone asked the question, Maharaj, what you do, what when you chant your round, what are you chanting? Then His Holiness Pradhana Swami Maharaj said the beautiful word, when I chant, when I put my fingers on beads, money, tulsi beads, and when I chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, I feel ki I am touching the lotus feet of the Lord. I am putting my hand and touching the lotus feet of the Lord. In this way, I meditate. So we can see the sadhus, saintly person, how they focus, they meditate on the Supreme Personality of God, lotus feet, because that lotus feet is the real wealth of the sadhakas. Therefore, we sing the song, what? Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. Sri Guru Charan, the lotus feet of the spiritual master, the saintly person, sadhus, gave the bhaktis, gave us devotional service, bhakti. Therefore, in Prahlad Maharaj also said in the seventh canto, unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, completely freedom from material contamination. Therefore, this If someone wants free from the contamination of the material world, material contamination, they should smear the dust. Bhakta jala, bhakta pada dhuli, or bhakta pada jala, bhakta pada dhuli. Prahlad Maharaj here saying in the seventh canto, they should smear the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas and upon. And when person smear the dust of lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, he can free from the material contamination. This is the power. Therefore, again, he is saying, in such act, we should falling at the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. Falling up, the falling, act of the falling. And touching the lotus feet of Vaishnava, meditating on the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, surrendering ourselves on the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. Therefore, it is surrendering ourselves in the lotus feet of the spiritual master, Spirituani Vaishnavas, that means we are ready to follow, we are ready to follow the his teaching. The teaching of the particular Vaishnavas whom we are bowing down. Therefore, we can see in our life, when we travel in the different places, when we found the different Vaishnavas, Acharya, we always bow down at the lotus feet of that Acharya. Because we are somehow or other, we are following the teaching of different Acharyas. In particular, in which parampara we are following the Brahma Matva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Therefore, this lotus feet is considered beautiful. I remember, and mostly all of you remember, when year back in 25 year back, when in home we after and the monthly when I go to cut the hair in the saloon, when go inside and that person, the saloon man, they said, sit on chair. And immediately, after sitting on the chair, he took out some thing, a small bottle, and says, please open your eyes. Just pull the eyelids up and put some drop. Both eyes. And just that drop is little painful for a few seconds. And tears coming from that in the eyes. And after few minutes, you can feel the cooling sensation of that medicine. And that medicine was nothing other than honey. He puts some medicated honey, one drop of honey. And therefore, it is said in the Ayurvedas, Padma Madhu, honey collected from the lotus flower. The honey collected from the lotus flower, when that honey put in the eyes of the person, that honey has the power to remove the impurity of the eyes. Padma Madhu, that is called Padma Madhu. The Padma Madhu has the power to remove the impurity of the eyes and person feel very, very good. His vision become clear. In this way, similar way, he's saying he, in the same way, that impurity in the eyes of prevent seeing and clearly and causes the pain. When our eyes not able to see clearly and causes some pain. And here says, similarly, Guru Pada Padma Madhu. The Guru Pada Padma Madhu. This is considered the lotus feet of the spiritual master, the saintly person. Guru Pada Padma Madhu. When death comes in our eyes, in our body, that can cleanse, that disciples remove the darkness of the ignorance. Thus, power of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, gurus, to remove the darkness, the ignorance of that particular disciple or the person. And he can see clearly, vision become clear, and he can see as it is. That is called Padma Madhu. Therefore, we can see, and Narottam Das Thakur saying beautiful bhajan, Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Susital. Lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu is the cooling moon, like 1,000 cooling moon. Therefore, Vaishnava's mercy, without Vaishnava's mercy, we cannot get actually real wealth. The real wealth of lotus feet of Lord Krishna, because we when approach the Vaishnavas, put our head and it lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, we get the mercy, we get clear vision, what is the real wealth. Actually, what is the real wealth? And in this way, we can see how devotees here says, Seise Abhayapada Sirete Dharila. The Lord Lotus Feet is considered Abhay Pradhan. He giving protection, giving Abhay Dan. Therefore, we can find in Indian culture, year back the history, the king always forgive, many times forgive the person, thieves and the poet, like one who, even the enemies who surrendered the lotus feet of the king, they surrendered the king's feet, king immediately forgive. Because this is coming from this culture, when you approach someone, when approach Supreme Personality of Godhead and said, my dear Lord, please forgive me. In the Ramayana also, Lord Ram says, if the Ravana comes to the Maya Lord and asks forgiveness, he comes or surrender to me, I will forgive him. So Lord immediately forgive. Therefore, that culture, the king is representative of the Lord, therefore, he also forgive. But that king should always remember he is not Lord. He the king. They should forgive only certain time. The Krishna forgave 100 times. Only 100 times. And after 100, he killed the Sisupal. But many, many, many kings we can found, they forgive many, many enemies many, many times. And therefore, we can found in trouble of in Bharatavarsha. So when you can forgive one time, two times, but third time you should give punishment. King should give punishment. They should not become the Krishna or the Lord Ram. They forgiving 15 times, 16 times like that. Therefore, is real wealth, I am discussing, in Kasi, here in the time of long back, Kasi, there lives one saint, beautiful saint, and he was the devotee of Lord Ram, and he had beautiful deities of Lord Ram. And that devotee business was just repairing the shoes and selling the shoes. And that bhakta, that sadhu devotee, had beautiful deity of the Ram. And he was just worshipping deities and doing his bhajan for the deities. Everything was his deities, Lord Ram. But the deity was so beautiful. And the deities, the famous deity was so famous for his miracle. Deity was doing some miracle. And that news came to the king of the Kasi.
The king of the Kasi, when he heard, he has they one saint, poor saint were living in the hut, and he has beautiful deities, golden deities, beautiful deities of the Lord Ram, a deities, miracle is happening. The king came to that hut of the sadhu, the particular saint devotees, and asked, see, this is the property of the king. King Kasi came and said, this is the property of the king. So you should give me your deity is the property of the king. So you should give me the deity. I will take the deity and keep him at the kingdom. And that saint says, how can I give? This is the my deities. This is the my wealth. This is only what I have. This is only wealth I have. Deities. This is my real wealth. How can I give you? Then the king says, okay, no problem. I will give you 10 times gold. Whatever your deities weight, the scale, I will give 10 times more gold. The saint says, no. It is impossible. I will not give you. Then king says again, okay, not 10 times, I will give 100 times gold, but you should give me the deities. The saint said, no, I will not give the deities. How can I give you? This is my Lord. How give my Lord to you? No. Then king frustrated and become disturbed and said, okay, no problem. Whatever your hut size, I will fill gold in full hut. You should give, please give the deities, your deities give. And that time, that devotee's wife was hearing everything. Conversation, he was there, and wife said, this is very good deal. Very good. If you get the whole filled with hut, with gold, then our life, there is no work for you. No, you should not work. There is no need for work. We will hype it. He was thinking in that his mind, and her mind in this way. Then when conversation goes, her mind was thinking, oh, this is very good opportunity. Why it was saying no? And then saint says no. The saint says beautiful word. Please, this is beautiful. Just, Prahlad Maharaj says, if you don't find anywhere good, anywhere, Chanak Pandit, find gold anywhere, you just pick it. Gold is gold. The find good, something good anywhere, any saintly person, pure sadhus, take it. And he says, saint says, Ekai More Ram Namdhan. Ekai More Ram Namdhan, Ekai Mori Asa. So, Ekai More Ram Namdhan, Ekai Mori Asa, Udhan Aihe, Idhan Jaihe, Narahe, particular devotee. So, he says, Ekai More Ram Namdhan, this I have only wealth with the Lord deities and his name. And you are saying, I will give you gold filled with my heart. That wealth will come. That dhan will come. But this dhan, which Lord Ram will go away from my life. When Lord Ram will go from my life, which is my only wealth, I will die. I will give my body. How can I survive? In this story, we can find the saintly person's real wealth in the Lord's holy name, Lord's beautiful form, Lord's deities, Lord lotus feet. Because we always meditate on Lord lotus feet. In this story, we can see how the saint denied to king, I will not give. If you gold, whole king, you will give me the gold of your kingdom, still I will not give you my deities. Because this is the real wealth of my life. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada, beautiful, says in the story of Sanatana Goswami, how the Sanatana Goswami when living in the Vrindavan banks of the Yamunas, and when the person came search for the what is it called? Touch a stone. Paras Mani. He heard one saintly person living in Vrindavan and he had touched a stone. And he came to Sanatana Goswami and asking, Mahasaya, I heard you have touched stone. Please give to me. And his Sanatana Goswami said, yeah, I have. You can find their garbage. And he went to the garbage, really find the touch stone. And he find the touch stone, he was holding touch stone and became very happy. Thanks, Sanatana Goswami. And he start walking. After a while going, he was thinking, if Sanatana Goswami had something more valuable than this stone, then why he throw the stone this? Because Sanatana Goswami has more valuable than this stone. Then he returned back and asked, really you have more valuable than this stone? They said, yes. I have real wealth, real dhana, real values. The lotus feet of the Lord. Prabhupada said exactly word in the particular chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lotus feet of the Lord. Because Sanatana Goswami holding the lotus feet of the Lord, and in this way, he said, this is the real wealth of the devotee of the Vaishnavas. Therefore, we can find in Brahma, Madhva, Gaudi, Parampara, in the four paramparas, and beyond this parampara, real, there is mostly great devotees, and we can find in their life how they hold this real wealth in till end of their life. Therefore, Niti Sastra Bildumudla says, this is the real wealth. You can carry, the person can carry this real wealth in the end of his life to the spiritual world. Other wealth person can't carry after the death. And he gave the example of the dung roller. You heard dung roller in the village? You can find working when you go to the field. The dung roller is small, black. He was busy whole day rolling the cow dung and the human dung also. Either busy the rolling one up and pulling, and after the hard work, he rolled the dung and bring out his hole where his house is there. And he's trying left, right, up, down to push that dung roll in the hole. But dung roll was more bigger than the hole. Whole effort was gone. Whole endeavor was gone. He was not able to, end of the day, push the dung roll in the hole. And in the connection, therefore, he is saying, the whole life person working, collecting the money, collecting the material wealth, after the end of the life, life remains like dung roller. Nothing go with us except the holy name of the Lord, the form of the Lord, and lotus feet of the Lord. That can we carry, that can person carry the end of the life to the spiritual world. So, I will stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantrasimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki, Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.